In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 11, this is letter number 3549, and this is dated the 13th day of Sivan, Tavshin Tezvav. Apparently, this was a student who was in yeshiva, that's what I understand from the letter, whose family wasn't that religious, but he was going to yeshiva. He's writing to the Rebbe about his parents' anniversary, and the Rebbe encourages him to try to influence the rest of the family to become more observant, which brings real nachas to the parents. So let's just read inside. I'm responding to the notice of the wedding anniversary of your parents, may they live. So the Rebbe prays for them and gives them a blessing, that may it be the will of the blessed Hashem that for many years to come, you should be able to celebrate this day, your anniversary, with good health and with a wide mind, with good... But the Rebbe says, how can you celebrate good health and being in a comfortable place? So these are, both of them hinge on to a great extent by receiving true nachas, which is Yiddish Hasidish, Jewish Hasidic nachas from all of their offsprings, may they live. So the way to make sure that your parents will keep on celebrating their anniversary in good health and in good spirits, that depends on getting real good nachas, Yiddish Chassidish nachas from all their descendants. Now, to a certain extent, or altogether, getting nachas, Yiddish Chassidish nachas, is really up to the offsprings themselves, because everybody has free choice. Each individual person, every Jewish person, has freedom to choose. So, to a great extent, this depends on the goodwill of each one of the sons and the daughters, so that they should choose to live a life to give their parents Yiddish Chassidish Nachas. So the Rebbe blesses him that may the blessed Hashem grant you to do all that you can. And the Rebbe says that's what's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Rebbe is probably referring to that if you see someone not doing the right thing, it's your obligation to sort of point it out to them, to try to bring them back, and also to influence on your brothers and sisters in these matters. And over here too, the note is, as in the Shulchan Aruch, Hasidus and Musar talks about how we need to influence the other person and by love of the other person. If you care about the other person, if you love the other person, then you'll try to share with him what you know to be good. So trying to help them and bring them closer to Yiddishkeit is something which is part of loving your fellow. The Rebbe blesses him for learning Torah with Yirah Shamayim, and fulfilling mitzvahs in a perfect way, and to give good news as it relates to himself and to the whole family members, may they live. So the Rebbe is responding to his notice about his parents' anniversary, and the Rebbe says they should for many years celebrate this in a good health and good spirits. But the Rebbe says it hinges on that the children, they should get real nachas. And the Rebbe asks him to be influential, trying to bring them closer to Yiddishkeit, and he himself, the Rebbe, blesses him for learning Torah with Yerushalayim.